I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Nine of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things, Maria. They're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing.
That is a bit of a bombshell dropped yesterday on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday program. That was Kentucky Congressman James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, admitting that we have some, and it's very unclear here, informants and or whistleblowers who are missing. Now, missing in the sense that they can't find them, or they've disappeared off the radar entirely, they've gone into hiding. He's going to break it down in more detail for us, but let me go through some details on who's actually considered a whistleblower and informant at this time. And also to thank you for joining us. This is May 15, 2023. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. Took good care of Mom because she took good care of you all those years. We are live streaming during our noon hour on Larry Connors USA. You can go to rumble.com, enter Larry Connors USA. It'll take you right to our live stream Rumble. Or you can go to rumble.com, enter News Talk STL. We're on both of those. Glad to have you watch whichever way you choose, watching live and or listening, even if you're at work, if you can't watch it fully, listening, and or pulling up later on a podcast. Everything later shows up on a Rumble podcast or at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Very easy to get podcasts later. So, again, here we are with Congressman Comer telling Maria Bartiromo yesterday that we have some folks that are missing. And you heard him say that there some might be in jail, some might be facing a court case, but he's also pointing out there's a lot of harassment going on from various sources, and he indicates some from the White House. He indicates also that he knows the source inside the White House that's carrying out some of this, but he's not identifying them at this point, and suggesting there might have been threats made. No one is saying at this time they are the victims of foul play. No one is saying that, and I want to stress that point. But you can't rule it out considering some of the information they might have. We've had at least five whistleblowers, and I'm saying five, but he's talking about even more now, that have come forward with the Biden family in connection with the business schemes and corresponding cover-ups. These are in addition to various witnesses and so-called informants that Republican members of Congress have interviewed behind closed doors. Those are apparently the people that Congressman Comer is referring to. But again, the whistleblowers range from an IRS agent to an Obama administration stenographer, all these encompassing alleged corruption in Ukraine, Mexico, the FBI, the DOJ, China, wherever they could put their sticky hands, the Biden crime family was involved. And keep in mind, while there are bank records, these guys apparently did not take the mobster class very well because you have documents that can be traced back. And these bank records, suspicious activity reports filed by the banks anytime there's suddenly a large deposit of money, they had to raise a flag. They are obligated by law to do so. But in each case, the federal government told them you can lower the flag, we're not concerned. Does that tell you something about who's maybe masterminding cover-up, concealment? And, of course, the so-called mainstream media, as I often refer to them, state-controlled media, they have absolutely ignored the story. There is no way, if you're a legitimate news organization, you ignore this. You might go into it and find a different approach or tack, but you cannot ignore it if you're legitimate. That's the key, legitimate, if you're ethical. Another word that these so-called journalists do not know and understand. So it falls upon Fox News, One American News, Newsmax, programs such as this to keep you informed. I still encourage you to see what the others are doing. I'll tell you what, I'll do it right now. I'm going to pull up right now the latest breaking news story from CNN. And what do they have as at the top of their page list on this page? You're kidding me. That can't be right. Bear with me. That can't be their fault. Yeah. Avoid sugar substitutes for weight loss, according to the World Health Organization. That's their lead item that appears in my, I'm speaking to you, on the CNN webpage. That's their lead. Not even the border crisis, not even the Marine who had served his time in the Marines, holding down a man until on a subway that was going berserk, and not even veterans being kicked out of facilities to make room for illegals to come in. Oh, we got a lot to cover. But let's get back to the issue about these whistleblowers, informants, however they're being described, and what's going on as far as being missing. Let's pick up as Congressman Comer is having an extended conversation with Maria Bartiromo, and he just kind of drops this into the conversation.
Well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful that the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. The whistleblower is very credible. And all we're asking the FBI with respect to the Form 1023 is, what did you do to investigate this allegation? And they send us back a very patronizing letter basically saying, just trust us and don't worry about it. I mean, this is a pattern of behavior by the FBI that would suggest there's been a cover-up for many years with respect to the Biden influence peddling.
Are there whistleblowers or informants missing right now?
9 of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things, Maria. They're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing.
Again, there are a lot of questions that remain. I've already heard from folks say, is Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton involved in this? Because, you know, people seem to be missing when they were under investigation and ended up in a suicide, apparently, things of that nature. I want to stress to you again, no one is saying that at this time. At this time, so far, yet, add whatever you want to at the end of the sentence, say, that's an open issue. But we do know there have been numerous threats against them, and when we look at what the government is doing to assist, again, this Form 1023 you heard Congressman Comer ask about, that's simply an FBI form that one of the informants had given information to an FBI agent, and the form was filled out, alleging criminal action on behalf of Joe Biden when he was vice president, taking money from a foreign national in exchange for something he wanted down the road. They don't have that paper, the document. The FBI, as you heard him say, is basically saying, just trust us. We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. I have no doubt they know what they're doing. But are they doing what the law requires and what would lead to justice? That's the issue. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett, Republican, also on that committee, talking about this informant missing and the reaction he is seeing.
The telling thing about this is that our Federal Bureau of Investigation and our Justice Department have basically just turned a blind eye to all of this. And now it's come down to the point where Speaker McCarthy has to have a one-on-one meeting with Director Wray over just the way that they've handled this and bungled this thing from the start. Again, what's telling is that the FBI doesn't give a rip. They're not, they've just basically sent a flippant return to us about our inquiries into this whole mess. And it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. You know, you've got the then Vice President Biden was lecturing the people of Romania about their ethics and corruption. At the same time, his son and his business associates were taking over $1 million from a Romanian who was basically under investigation for corruption.
And that's classic, is it not? And again, he says the FBI has taken a flippant attitude. That might as well be flipping the finger. Are you watching on YouTube? I mean, on Rumble right now, are you watching? You see what finger I'm putting up. But basically, they're telling you, don't worry, we'll take care of it. We know what we're doing. That is one of the more scary things I've ever heard from the FBI recently. We know what we're doing. Because at the back of my mind, yeah, but even though you know what you're doing, are you doing what's right for this country and for America and for justice? I remind you that one of these folks that have come forward is a former stenographer for Obama who claims that in 2023, the FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in the family foreign influence peddling conspiracy in Ukraine. He said, I have relevant information implicating Joe Biden. I submitted a tip to the FBI months ago. Never heard back from them. Again, this is the same FBI that knew what it was doing when the Hunter Biden laptop story became public. Don't say anything about it. It's propaganda from Russia again. Just let it be. And the so-called big tech companies and so-called mainstream state-controlled media obliged. They reported nothing on it. Ignored it. Like today, CNN lead story, avoid sugar substitutes for weight loss. Give me a break. We've got a lot to cover over this next hour. For one thing, we have the White House claiming the GOP is so interested in looking after Biden and checking on him, they're ignoring American needs. Really? And then homeless vets being kicked out to make room for illegals. The Marine being charged because he held down a man who ended up dying after he was threatening people on a subway. And a poker legend folds his hand the last time. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The House Oversight Committee is laying out their new investigations, and they claim to have evidence that Joe Biden lied to the American people about his involvement in his family's business schemes. Did he?
So look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. House Republicans promised that fighting inflation during the midterms was going to be their number one priority. That's what they said was important to them, and that's what they said that they wanted to do. But instead, what they're doing is wanting to do an investigation on the president and his family. That is their focus. They don't want to focus on the American people and their family. They want to focus on political division.
That is so rich. Peter Ducey asking a question of the White House spokeswoman, KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, and saying, you know what? Those Republicans, all they want to do is focus on investigating Joe Biden, not on what Americans need. Well, I have several issues with that statement. Let's go back to when Trump was in office. What were the Democrats focusing on all the time from day one that he had won the election, even before he was sworn in? Trying to prove that, one, he did not really win. They can be election deniers. You can't. And two, that he was colluding with Russia to make the win. And, of course, that later proves not only false, but we see that the Democrat National Committee, along with Hillary Clinton's campaign, actually paid money to form this fake dossier that was being used by the FBI to get FISA warrants, and they knew they were not true, but they did it anyway. In other words, they lied to federal judges, saying, we're going to need a warrant. I mean, we got information here. And you had all these committees. Remember Adam Schiff and everything he was putting together and rushing to impeach Trump on nothing. And when one thing would fall, they'd move to something else and then something else. What were they doing for the American people at that time? They were not helping the American people, but you know what? Trump was able to step forward, get the economy back up in gear, prove that we are energy independent, fill our oil reserves, prices came down, black unemployment at its lowest in history, youth unemployment was also reaching record numbers, women unemployment was also, they were having more women employed. All of these employment records were improving. And inflation was basically around a fraction of a percent. Where are we now? 5.5%. And, of course, what you have from the White House is, it's because Republicans aren't focusing on anything but trying to get Biden. No, they have been, and they, have, of course, came up with a budget package, even willing to, and I was against this, but within the House, to raise the debt ceiling one more time, but with a lot of cuts. The Democrats want a clean bill. They want to raise the debt ceiling, give you a whole new credit card, but not reduce anything. And yes, the investigations on Biden are continuing. But contrary to the opinion of KJP, conservatives can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm not sure President Biden can. That's a nasty thing to say, Larry. Why would you say that? You want me to apologize? Let me hold it for a while. Let me think if I'm going to apologize. I'm looking at a piece written by Douglas Schoen, an opinion contributor for The Hill. And he says, you know, really what Biden needs to do right now, negotiating the debt ceiling might be the safest option. And what he's suggesting is, if he's focusing his time on that, it makes it look like he's actually doing something. That's what I get from this article. You know, that he's got to kind of work a little bit with the Republicans and come up with it so then they could say, see, we helped make this happen. See what we're accomplishing? Oh, yeah. Your gas prices are up and they're going to go higher because we're going to force you into an electric vehicle one way or the other. We're going to basically continue to raise other prices. We're going to rely on other countries to produce oil and so forth because we don't want to pollute our environment. The world environment that we're all concerned about, it won't affect the world if it happens over there. How silly is that? But again, the basic opinion of the White House is the Republicans are doing nothing but sharpening the knives to go after Joe Biden and family. There is more credible evidence being suggested. We haven't seen it, so I still want to be cautious about it, that there's a lot going on between the Biden crime family and anything Trump was accused of. And if nothing else, the bank records. showing all these millions of money dollars coming in from various countries, private entities, then being dispersed to the Biden family, sometimes to the grandchildren. Isn't that great? Setting up LLCs with the grandchildren's name. That's an attempt to hide money. Make no mistake about it. But once again, let's let the White House spokeswoman, I think she still claims to be a woman, and let her tell Peter Ducey the GOP doesn't get what the American people need done.
They don't want to focus on the American people and their family. They want to focus on political division. They want to focus on something that the American people do not want to see, as we saw from the midterm elections. Look, I'm not going to get into get into the specifics of any of the oversight here. We have a White House counsel that's going to my colleagues who are going to deal with this. So I will point you to them.
And I'll wash my hands of it. I don't know enough to answer anyway. And talking about the trend create political division, are you aware of what Joe Biden said over the weekend at an historically black university college? It appalled many, even within some of the audience and other historically black colleges. You're going to hear that coming up. And also, the border mess, the chaos that Joe said, we're going to have a little chaos in the beginning, a little problems. No, it's not just a little bit. When we come back, the latest details on how homeless veterans are going to pay a price for illegal crossers. You want a beautiful lawn, but if you live by my motto, I don't do projects. So call the experts, Allen Outdoor Solutions, lawn maintenance, landscaping, lighting, irrigation. Recent storms might have created some drainage issues. That's not good for your home. Get immediate help or a quote. Call my friend, Steve Allen, 314-647-4800, 647-4800, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. If you're even thinking about buying a home, you need to contact Homestead Financial Mortgage. Get pre-approved. Jump ahead of others looking at the same house. Often you can close in as little as 15 days. Homestead Financial Mortgage can guide you and your realtor through the maze that slows down the process. Go to my website, easy to remember, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. My first name, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This is inhumane. It's not compassionate. And the Biden administration knows this because they might as well just hand ballots over to these people and voter registration forms because that's what they're allowing. Number one, they're incentivizing them. Governor Kathy Hochul has allotted over $1 billion in new taxes in the latest incredibly large $220 billion budget, the largest ever in New York history, to give to migrants, not for the border, but to give them for housing and accommodations. And as you're seeing these tragic situations in New York, homeless veterans being displaced for illegal immigrants.
Did you hear that? Homeless veterans being displaced for illegal immigrants in the New York area. You were listening to New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, a Republican. Always trying to give you full identification. I'm not trying to hide anything from you. I want you to know you were hearing, if you had any doubt, you were hearing from a Republican. And that's her view and her take on it. But before I get deeper into that, there's another part of this story that we need to be aware of. It's kind of been under the radar for a lot of the, again, state-controlled media because they don't want to admit this. Border Patrol agents, we know previously have said, we have captured some coming across the border who are on no-fly list. That we've been told. The numbers vary from 80 to maybe 100, I don't know what the latest count is. The bottom line is one is too many. They can't come into the country legally flying in, so they're going their way to Mexico and then coming across the southern border. And it's not Josos who go to the, quote, points of entry where they can be, quote, processed. These are folks who are slipping in during the dark of night away from any Border Patrol immediate sanction observers, although they might be tripping a camera or some kind of video, or they're seen on a drone, but they can never get to them in time to catch them before they, dressed in camouflage clothing, carrying backpacks, just disappear. Now, you tell me why they would be doing that. But here's what they reported out of Tucson late Friday. Shortly after the end of Title 42, which had happened earlier Thursday, or actually midnight Thursday. According to a source within the Custom and Border Protection, not actually authorized to speak to the media, said this needs to be told. We have found five migrants in this one sector that were on our terrorist screening database watch list. Five of them. That's the latest. There's also a report that the one is from Afghanistan. I do not know if that's among these five or if that's a separate, because the information has been kind of scarce coming and somewhat confusing, I'll be the first to admit. Now, the FBI Terrorist Screening Center maintains the database, and it actually provides information to several law agencies, including Department of Homeland Security, as it should, and law enforcement, and the Department of Defense. The TSC, the Terrorist Screening Center for the FBI, is not confirming anyone's status on the watch list. And according to the FBI, most on the terrorism watch list are not Americans. They have no known connection to the U.S. And it's not clear if the FBI is actually recognizing these folks as terrorists or not. Some are supposedly known or suspected terrorists. They're listed as KSTs. And in some cases, there are names that get up on a no-fly list. It shouldn't be there. We've seen that happen before. A confusion about names, spelling, things of this nature. But these five that they caught illegally crossing the border who were trying to avoid detection, and I stress that, they were not going to a Border Patrol agent turn themselves in. They were trying to avoid detection. Well, they did get caught. But so far, demographics and nationalities not being released on those five, and yet there is a report that an Afghan terrorist has been caught. How many more do you think got through if one is caught? I'm just asking. I don't have any firm numbers. I'm not sure they do either. And then the other thing, I'll come back to the terrorist issue in a moment and a different perspective. But you heard the congresswoman from New York point out that homeless veterans are being kicked out of New York hotels to make room for illegals being bussed into the New York City area. Of course, many of those from Texas or Arizona or Florida. And their attitude is, you know what? These guys who are vets, they don't have a home. Kick them out. Put the illegals in. I was asked the other day, grandson doing an interview with me and asking me for a school project, what do I think about the treatment veterans are getting? I said, it's atrocious. They shouldn't have to fight for everything they get, and they should be getting it easier, and we should just thank them for what they've done for us. Because they did sign up, or in the past probably drafted, but they still serve. These are among those who could have been drafted. These are Vietnam-era vets. They were getting temporary shelter in the hotels through the efforts of a nonprofit agency. One is also a 24-year-old Afghan war vet. He said, we got tossed out of our place too, all because they're bringing in illegals. Orange County, New York, is now the target of a migrant busing campaign by the New York City Mayor, Eric Adams. We told you about this the other day. He said, we can't handle them here in our city, so we're sending them to other parts of New York. He's doing exactly what he's complained about Governor Abbott, DeSantis, and the others are doing, and sending illegals to them. He just move them somewhere else. We don't have time for them. And keep in mind, New York City says, we're a sanctuary state. If you're illegal, you're welcome. If you're a vet, tough luck. Same thing's probably going on in California, just hasn't been documented yet. All right, so here's what happened over the weekend. You have President Biden delivering an address to Howard University, historically a black university college, and outstanding reputation. Howard University graduates often do great things. But he was actively pulling on strings that he thought would get them to vote for him. And he was not at all gently tugging or suggesting. His remarks, and he got applause from members of the audience. It's hard to tell how many. From what I saw, some on the stage were not really applauding. But I'm not sure they liked what he did. I'm looking at a piece of the way it's written by CNN, and the opening line is, President Joe Biden previewed his 2024 election pitch to young black voters in commencement remarks at a Howard University, basically saying the greatest terrorist threat in this nation is, well, let's just pick up the story.
President Biden and his Secretary of Homeland Security named the biggest threat facing America right now. No, it's not China. No, it's not the wide open border and the drug cartels. And no, it's not even Russia. Here's what they claim is the biggest threat to America right now.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU.
You know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat right now. Individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government sentiments, false narratives, personal grievances.
Of course, he did not name Donald Trump nor mention January 6th, but that's where that was leading. Most of Americans that I know, in fact, anybody that I associate with, they're anti-white supremacist. Anti-anybody that defines someone else based on color, period. That was pandering to these college graduates. And some of them bit and took the bait. White supremacy is bad, and if it surfaces in some of these groups, as it did with the Klan, founded by Democrats in the South, yes, it's a threat. But compared to everything else this nation is facing right now, that's a fraction of a concern. The terrorist activity that was carried out at the Boston Marathon, remember that? Were those white Americans? Oh, no, they weren't, were they? The terrorist that drove a car into the parade in Wisconsin a couple years or so ago, was that a white supremacist? No, that wasn't. But Biden also went on to say, fearless progress toward justice often means ferocious pushback of the oldest and most sinister of forces. That's because hate never goes away. It doesn't when you continue to stir it up, believe me. When you continue to incite and point out and you do it in that fashion, you're not helping. You're being more divisive. He said it only hides under the rocks, and when it's given oxygen, it comes out from under that rock. That's why we know this truth as well. Silence is complicity. It cannot remain silent. Black voters are a key part of the Democrat Party coalition. And there was a drop in black voters at the 2022 midterms that raised alarms among Democrat operatives for what it could mean for 2024. In fact, a Washington Post ABC News survey put Biden's approval rating among black people at 52%. 52%. It was 82% when he took office. Where'd they go? What happened? We know that Trump picked up more numbers of blacks than previously, and Hispanic. And the belief of this current administration is if we get more of the illegals, they hope to be Hispanic into the country, then they'll be voting Democrat. I wouldn't be so sure they will, especially on the issues that you think will be key, such as Roe v. Wade. Every time we try to firebomb an idea, we create a massive fire that can get out of control. Americans don't pay attention to color of skin. Pay attention to what someone is doing, such as what happened in a New York subway. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have some advice for you. Before you have anyone replace windows in your home, call Renewal by Anderson. Get information. Renewal finds where you're losing energy, driving up cost in summer and winter. It's easy to connect to Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and say windows. That connects you direct to Renewal on the list of the most trusted companies, the nation's best warranty. Dial #250, #250, and say windows.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So the other day, we had this tragedy that happened on a subway in New York City, and it could have been worse in many ways because it started with a guy who got on board the train and began charging up and down the subway, threatening women and children, frightening them, and demanding they give him money. Saying, I don't have any food, don't have anything to eat, I need something. You know, I don't mean just panhandling. I mean, he was apparently, judging by everyone's account on the subway car that he was in, they were just basically being threatened by this guy. He turns and then to go another direction, and a Marine vet, Daniel Penny, jumped him and put a chokehold on him to bring him to the ground and subdue him. And only when he did that did two other guys step forward and start helping. The man continued, according to all the witnesses, continued to struggle repeatedly. Marine vet Daniel Penny continued to hold him, as trying to get him to ease up. And when he finally quit doing everything, that, you know, he blacked out. Well, whether or not he actually died then or later, all we know is that Penny did turn him over and start trying to get him in a position where he could breathe better. But a 66-year-old woman on board said, I hope this man has a great lawyer. I'm praying for him because the Marine was arrested and charged with manslaughter and the death of Jordan Neely, the man that was homeless running up and down the subway. And a bunch of kids in protest started jumping on the subway tracks. And somebody had to coordinate that to turn off the third rail, or they would have been electrocuted, and to stop the subway trains from killing them in the process. But this guy has a by the way, reference Penny, more than $1 million have been raised for a fund to help with his defense. And any additional leftover is supposed to go help the homeless, not to Penny. I just see that Kid Rock himself has stepped forward and donated more money. The problem is, Neely, according to MTA officials, they'd had problems with him before, and not just there. Other people have since come forward. Now, whether or not they're telling the truth, it's their story, that one woman says he tried to shove her in front of a subway train one day. Another one says that an 80-year-old woman, that he just walked up and hit her right in the face with his fist. The guy obviously is ill. He needs mental help. He's on the streets. He needs help there. Nine years ago, there's a post that claims that 9 years ago that he already had a long history of erratic and aggressive behavior on the subway. And it warned New Yorkers, try to stay away from this guy. He's sometimes a Michael Jackson impersonator. Stay away from him. Normally, somebody like that shows up on a subway, people try to look away. As long as I'm not being bothered, I'm just going to try. He picked on somebody else up me, thank God. The Marine was not going to stand there and let him continue to do that. Did he mean to kill him? He took him in a chokehold to subdue him. And now he's charged. Everyone else can commit a crime in New York of any type, and they're released without any bail and no charges filed. Where is the justice? And those people who are so caring about Neely now, where were they when he needed help?
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Ready for a fine dinner of lobster, crab, fish? Napoli Sea will open June 1 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. So mark your calendar. Napoli Sea opens June 1. If you're in the mood for pasta, Napoli 3 is right next door, and it's open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and starting June the 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So if you're a poker fan of any type, you know Doyle Brunson Dolly, Texas Dolly as he's often known. It started as a running gag back in 1973, and was kind of given that international legendary Texas Dolly tag because he had a relationship with Jimmy the Greek Snyder. If you recall, Snyder was at one time on the CBS NFL Today program. He made a remark that was considered offensive, and he was pushed off. Brunson was the first player to win $1 million in poker tournaments. He played professionally for more than 50 years. I never had a chance to meet him in person. I did Amarillo Slim, which was another contemporary, but Slim passed away a few years ago. Brunson began, and he would tell stories about illegal games in the back rooms of Texas bars. And then in 1976 and in 77, he won the World Series Poker main event, which is coming up at the end of this month. It starts, the WSOP. The main event is $10,000 entry. Can pay $8 to $9 million or so. You can only enter one time. I mean, there are a lot of guys that it's only $10,000 for them. They'd buy in 10, 20 times if they wanted to. So they have to freeze it. You get one shot. So getting through a field of 6 to 8, 9 thousand is tough to be that one standing. Not once, but twice. Well, Texas Dolly passed away over the weekend. Word finally came out. Born in 1933 in Longworth, Texas. His favorite hand that he played a lot was a 10 and a deuce. And he completed a full house each time he played them. Underdog in the final hand. You watch how many poker players now try to play a 10 deuce in honor of Texas Dolly Brunson. Remember our motto and our pledge. One nation under God.